Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I believe that the presidency of the United States of America is beyond reality shows, Matt. This is a joke. So you have two or three people go on, and then Mr. Trump after will weigh in terms of who he thinks he wants to support.
So
this is about politics as show
business. Do you think it would be a mistake for Mitt Romney, who's one of the front runners, depending on what state you're looking at the polling in, to accept the invitation for this debate?
All I can tell you, Matt, is this leads to deeper and greater cynicism by the American people at a time when we need trust in our system.
There's John Huntsman talking to Matt Lauer about why he is not participating in Donald Trump's debate in Iowa later on this month. On the 27th of the month, the Donald has a couple of people showing up. So what do you think? I guess Michelle Bachmann has made up her mind. Have you made up your mind about whether this is a hoax, whether it's a joke, whether it's interesting, whether it's compelling? 800-510-8255 connects with us. You can send email along to me, Doug, at DougSteffen.com. The Talk Radio Countdown Show, an overview of what's going on in our talk system. And we begin with an excerpt from Leland Whaley's talk radio program. Here he is talking about the importance of debates and why he likes the idea of Trump moderating a debate.
Trump is very defensive over being the moderator of this debate. And it sounds as if based on that, there's only Newt's committed to it. I mean, Newt wants to debate anybody, anywhere, anytime, Lincoln Douglas style, all over the place, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's very unconventional without having a mainstream news person as the moderator of the thing. I don't know why by default they have to be the moderators. And I'm going to be honest with you, the media establishment, particularly in Washington, doesn't like people stepping on their territory. This is it's a prestigious honor if you work for a news outlet to be invited to be the questioner. It just is. Even in Alabama, if you do the gubernatorial debates, I remember back during the campaign days, news anchors kind of all fighting to see who was going to get to be the debate moderators. And sometimes you have to do one with everybody just to spread the love around because everybody gets their feelings hurt. And even within the TV station, it's not just one news anchor fighting with the anchor at another station to do it. A lot of times it's within the station they get to decide who's going to get the prestige of going up here. And so we've had like 200 of these things anyway. I think they've had some value this time in terms of the Republican nomination process, because before debates, usually they would come and they'd go, people forget about it, and you have campaign ads that wind up dominating. But because Republicans have been so split, they've yet to fall in love with a candidate, the debates have been the sorting out process for most of the country. Most of the country never sees these candidates if you're not in New Hampshire or Iowa. And now the country's dialed in. We know the country's in crisis. Republicans have a sense of urgency that you've got to beat Obama. And so they're tuning into these debates and using it to sort these guys out. And that's why Newt, I think, has excelled. He's been the strongest debater. So he's willing to run around and debate anybody. And here comes Trump stepping up, wanting to play the role of moderator, and the mainstream media can't stand it. Even on Fox this morning, they were talking it down, which is why Karl Rove came on there and just trashed the whole idea of Trump being involved, saying it was a circus. Why can't he? I mean, why can't he? Why can't somebody other than a news anchor ask the questions, facilitate the answers? I think they can. I'd love a panel of business types rather than TV anchor types up there asking the questions, wouldn't you? I mean, let's get some guys that are responsible for the economy that do deals quizzing these guys over what they want to do.
I think that's an excellent point, Mr. Whaley. I've not heard you before. We survey, actually amounts to a couple of hundred radio programs on 50 or 60 radio stations around the country to get our fingers on the pulse, if you will, of what people are talking about. And I think this fellow is actually quite astute in the way he has analyzed the Trumpster moderating a debate. Good job. Here's talk host Pat Campbell with Ernie Ishtook from the Heritage Foundation, who writes lots of sort of think tankish opinion pieces. Here they talk about what Ishtook thinks the candidates should do about the Trump moderated debate.
You know, we've been talking about this Donald Trump debate.
Yeah.
So far you got Ron Paul saying it's beneath the office of the presidency. John Huntsman, I'm not going to kiss anybody's ring. Mitt Romney says he's not going to be available here. What would you do? What is the right thing for presidential candidates to do? Does this legitimize Trump? Does this turn it into a circus? What's your take?
I don't think I'd put this in the category of something that's, you know, right or wrong. But if you look at the debate schedule that's coming up, you know, there's one Saturday night. I think there's one or two more before Christmas. There are several in early January already. So the fact that somebody may not want to participate in a debate with somebody who's talked about running for president himself still holds open the possibility of running as an independent and, frankly, is always, you know, promoting himself. I don't think I would hold that against anybody that they say they're not going to participate in this Donald Trump debate.
What, you know, I don't know about you, but I'm suffering from debate fatigue. In fact, the only debate where I've really learned something is the one this past weekend on Fox News, Mike Huckabee. I think there were about 2.2 million viewers for that. I like that format because you actually got a chance to, you know, get something more than a 30-second soundbite out of the candidates. But, I mean, how many of these debates do we have to have?
A bunch, but first of all, you know, it's serving a public benefit to have all these debates. It gives people a chance to have multiple views of the candidate mm-hmm. and not just on the commercials they want to run on television and have you see.
Right.
You know, not just in canned settings. Now, the problem with so many of them is that a lot of people in the media want to control the debates and play gotcha with them, okay? And, well, you know, 6 years ago you said this, and I think that's a little bit different from what you're saying now, and how do you justify, you know, the drill on that.
Sure.
That's why I think that the debate that the Heritage Foundation sponsored a couple of weeks ago stood out, because we had people from the Heritage Foundation and the American Enterprise Institute
right.
as the ones who were asking the candidates, and nobody was trying to ask questions just for the purpose of embarrassing someone. They were all legitimate questions, people wanting to know. You got straightforward answers. I thought it was much more informative that way. I think that's a big challenge. It's the format rather than the number of debates that are being held. I think it's very good for the democratic process to have this number of debates being held. The public interest is high because, frankly, if you look at the ratings, and I don't have the numbers in front of me, but if you look at the ratings for how many people are watching these debates, you'll find that it's a real solid number.
Yeah. Ernie Ishtrick from the Heritage Foundation, yes, he's right. There is a lot of interest in it at this point. In terms of ages, I think you're finding older people are the ones that are watching these debates. People have time to do it. Is there anything new that's coming out of them? Yeah, once in a while. Gingrich, Perry, and Bachman address the Republican-Jewish Coalition. We'll talk about that and some of the other candidates in a moment here on The Countdown.
If you take a multivitamin but your needs have changed, now you can get more support to help keep your heart healthy, your energy up,
come on, Mom, let's go!
Your eyes sharp now and down the road, or to support a healthy pregnancy from conception to nursing. Introducing Centrum Specialist, multivitamins with all the benefits of Centrum, plus additional support for your heart, energy, vision, or prenatal needs. Find your Centrum Specialist. New Centrum Specialist helps make nutrition possible.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
Hi, I'm Bill Newcott, and this is AARP's Movies for Grown-Ups.
And a Merry Christmas to you, Mrs. Scrooge.
Humbug!
Ah, humbug! Humbug, I tell you, humbug!
There have been dozens of Scrooges, but my favorite Christmas carol is a modest animated TV version from 1962.
Nothing to eat, and they sing of Christmas. Bah, humbug!
That's Jim Backus in Mr. Magoo's Christmas Carol. Simple, colorful, and tuneful, it's the Scrooge of choice in my house, and that's not just humbug.
Humbug!
Now this. You know, the easiest way to watch movies is instantly in your own home with your digital cable remote. Many movies are available on Movies on Demand on cable weeks before you can rent them on DVD. Here's what's hot on Movies on Demand on cable this week. Things go very, very badly for Bradley Cooper and Zach Galifianakis in The Hangover Part 2. Emma Stone and Viola Davis fight racial prejudice in The Help, and Jason Momoa and Ron Perlman battle it out in Conan the Barbarian. See what's coming soon at rentmoviesondemand.com and make movie night an MOD night. That's Movies for Grown-Ups. I'm Bill Newcott.
Last year, everybody wanted a smartphone. This year, give them the smarter way to print from it. The new Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers designed to make printing from any mobile device easy and affordable. Print photos, documents, presentations, maps, you name it, right from your phone, laptop, or tablet from any place in the world. And here's the really smart part. Only Kodak gives you the lowest total ink replacement cost, so you're also giving the gift that keeps saving folks money year after year. Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers, saving money never looks so smart. Find them at your local retailer or go to Kodak.com to check out the complete line right now.
What do we do before social media? Smoke signals? I mean, everybody's using it. Wouldn't it be great if you, small business owner, could get your best customers to share your message with all their friends? Now you can, with email marketing from Constant Contact. That's right, email. You send a Constant Contact email to your customers. It has a share button that lets them, well, share your message on social media. And suddenly, OMG, their friends become your next customers. This so beats smoke signals. Go to ConstantContact.com and sign up for a free 60-day trial today.
I was talking on the countdown about the candidates going to the before Republican Jewish group. Former House Speaker Gingrich said he plans to take a few pages out of the Reagan playbook to help the economy. The Texas Governor Rick Perry, criticism of President Obama's handling on foreign policy, nothing much new there. And Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann was the last person to speak. She addressed the relationship the United States has with Israel, which has been much in the news, as you know, this week. The president kind of bumbling a few pieces of that relationship. Here's host Bill Meyer talking to Roy Beck from Numbers USA about what we ought to know regarding the candidates' positions on the illegals.
Tell me what you think about the various candidates, including Newt Gingrich.
Yeah, well, I mean, the fact is that at this moment, anyway, it's kind of a race between Gingrich and Romney for the most part, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So that's part of the most interesting part of it. But I will say this, that Bachmann, we look at every action that any of these guys have ever taken on immigration, and then we look even more closely at what they say officially on their website, what's their official positions on immigration, and then what are they saying on the debates, what are they saying in public that's being quoted, and then we weigh all of that, give them ratings on 12 different types of immigration things, and then come up with the grade. We're tough graders. And I'll tell you, Michelle Bachmann gets our best grade, and it's a B-minus, so that shows you how tough we are.
Well, you are tough. Okay. Because if I understand correctly, Michelle Bachmann is what, she's an E-Verify baby, right? She's all for
that. Yes, and she's excellent against being against amnesty, etc. Really, the only reason that she's not higher is just that there are some areas that she's not weighing in on. It's not that she's taking any bad positions. It's just that she's not taking some leadership on some areas like chain migration.
Mm-hmm.
But she's, so I think you know, on the curve, you'd say she's the best. And right behind her is C+. Is Romney, and he's the same thing.
Is Romney is that Romney? Your phone cut out there.
I'm sorry, Romney. Romney is number two, just right behind Bachmann. It's just like her. He doesn't have any bad positions. He's not taking some positions on lottery and chain migration, some things we'd like to see. And then, frankly, everybody else on that stage is bad.
Really.
At this moment, yes.
Okay.
Because
I'm a fan of Ron Paul. I made no bones about that. He says you dismantle the social welfare state, and hold on. He says dismantle the social welfare state and quit benefiting people to get here illegally. So anyway,
he's very good on that. The problem is that he actually his website states something that's not that far from what Gingrich is stating, which is that he doesn't want to give citizenship to the illegal aliens, but he thinks that most of them probably ought to be given work permits to stay and work.
Mm.
And you know, that's, we just find that to be a really problem. We've got millions of Americans who are on the public dole because they don't have jobs and are looking for jobs, and we have 7 million illegal aliens who hold non-agriculture. We're not talking about jobs, but 7 million illegal aliens hold construction and manufacturing, transportation, service jobs. So, but I think focusing on Gingrich, he's been very disingenuous because in all of his public statements, he talks about the people who've been here 25 years have raised their families, grandchildren. Well, I think most Americans probably feel pretty sympathetic toward that kind of person. And 25 years, there may be 200,000 people that qualify. But in his official website and in everything that he's, everything else he has, there are no time limits. It just says anybody with family and community ties, and that could probably be up to 6-7 million people.
Solar power.
Solar power.
Hand crank power.
Hand crank power.
Radio power.
Radio power.
The goods you want, the good deals you need to power up your survival are at 21stCenturyGoods.com. In our solar department, you'll find solar generator kits, solar lanterns, flashlights, radios, and solar cell phone and laptop chargers. 21stCenturyGoods.com is your hand crank headquarters for everything from generators to flashlights to emergency, weather, and shortwave radios by Grundig and Kato. Big brand names and big deals. Like this. Get a free solar flashlight with every order over $75. But hurry, offer ends soon. Go to 21stCenturyGoods.com, spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. That's 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
The world's best solar-powered oven has gotten better. Sun ovens are now available with a brand new Christmas sun dehydrating and preparedness kit, which includes everything required for cooking, water pasteurization, and dehydrating with the power of the sun. Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. A sun oven lets you harness the sun's power to bake, boil, or steam food, heat water for purification or personal hygiene, or dehydrate. For the past 25 years, Sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S., are durable, and have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a limited time, preppers can save $65 on the purchase of a Christmas Sun Dehydrating and Preparedness Kit. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/GCN. That's sunoven.com/GCN.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255 connects with us here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. The GOP political contenders, with a focus on Newt Gingrich now. Talk host Curtis Johnson here with a reporter from USA Today named Ruben Navarrete Jr. about Gingrich's sudden surge.
In 1994, I said, forget the Republican Party. I am done with this party. And
right.
one of the reasons why I was done with it was because of some guy named Newt Gingrich. You may have heard of him. He may have been in the news lately.
Right.
And this past week, I'm sitting there, consuming my normal voracious diet of current events and news, and I'm listening to some of the things that Gingrich is saying about, for example, specifically immigration, and I'm thinking, holy cow, the guy that I used to hate is making sense on this subject.
Right. Something wrong is with Gingrich or something wrong with you. We can't figure out what's happened here. But, yeah, a lot of people had that sensation, I think, when Gingrich started talking about issues, and there is a lot of what he says that makes sense and is perfectly reasonable. And there's other things, to be blunt, that Gingrich says that just sound crazy and where he goes too far in some cases. And he mixes them all together, and it makes it very frustrating to be in this corner to champion him because one minute you're saying, God, I really like what that guy said, and the next thing you're scratching your head saying, And people on the right experience that. They didn't like what he said on immigration, but they liked it when he went and said that English should be the national language, the official language. And then the liberals liked him on the immigration comments, but they didn't like when he went to New York afterward and talked about poor people not having a work ethic. I mean, it's just a potpourri. It's got a little bit of everybody, a little bit for everybody. New offers everybody everything they could possibly want, and it's a confusing ball of wax.
800-510-8255. Okay, so we have from CNN now an interview that Peter King, the congressman from New York, had with Aaron Burnett about the latest polls and who's on top, Gingrich, and whether it's Mitt, yada, yada. It's kind of the same old stuff, but let's listen to it for a moment.
To give Newt credit, Republicans took back the House of Representatives for the first time in 40 years because of Newt. He's a very good revolutionary. He's able to mobilize forces, but as far as governing, as far as being a leader, he's too erratic. He's too self-centered. The time he was Speaker, it was like one crisis after another, and they were almost all self-inflicted. He puts himself at the center of everything. It was impossible to stick with a game plan. And Bill Clinton constantly outmaneuvered him.
It was interesting. You have said, quote, "I don't think he has the temperament, intellectual discipline, or ego control to be either a successful nominee or president." Basically, Newt can't control himself. But that Newt hasn't been the Newt that's been on prominent display in recent months.
No, partly because he hasn't been watched as carefully as he would be if he became the nominee or if he became president. But he has, like, in the last several weeks, compared his wife to Jacqueline Kennedy and Laura Bush and Nancy Reagan. Yesterday he was going into a rant about child labor laws. And he does that without laying any foundation for it. He just makes these remarks and then he goes on defense. He's really almost incapable of laying out his reasons first. Instead, he makes these inflammatory statements, all these apocalyptic statements, you know, the worst corruption in the history of the world, or the, you know, the most hypocritical thing in the history of mankind, all of that type. Again, Armageddon language, and it just wears people out after a while.
And you think it'll happen? I mean, that it's going to happen, right? That people may, buyer's remorse if they pick him as the nominee.
Yeah, I mean, it has to happen. You know, you don't change when you're 68 years old. I mean, that is Newt, the good and the bad. And again, he's a tremendously inspirational person as far as rallying troops, as far as governing. He does not have the discipline, does not have the capacity to control himself, and he can't stay focused. The country and the Congress will be going through one crisis after another.
Hello, I'm Ben Vereen. You probably know me for my singing, acting, and dancing on Broadway, television, and the big screen, but what you may not know about me is that I'm one of the 26 million Americans living with diabetes. My doctor diagnosed me 4 years ago. But now, with my blood sugar levels under control, I've been blessed to continue to do what I love to do, perform, and not let this disease, type 2 diabetes, hold me back. In fact, I've taken a stand for my diabetes. And I'm asking those of you with diabetes and those who love them to take this stand with me. Talk to your doctor today and visit standfordiabetes.org to learn more. That's standfordiabetes.org.
A public service of taking control of your diabetes made possible with support from Sanofi U.S.
Remember, if you have diabetes, it doesn't have to hold you back.
Big all month long at PetSmart on the best gifts for your best buddy. You'll find great deals when you use your Pet Perks card. Save $3 on select Neutro Natural Choice dog food and 38.5-pound bonus bags with 10% more free. Natural Choice dog food provides precise, superior nutrition for your pet. Don't miss these great deals and more going on now at PetSmart. Happiness in store. While supplies last, offer valid through January 1st, 2012.
Most elves are born to make toys, cobble shoes, or dance on elfyourself.com. But Office Max found the world's only advertising pitch elf.
Want the hottest electronics for your family? Bam! Gifts for less than Office Max. Like the Toshiba Satellite Laptop with 4 gigs of memory and a Pentium processor for only $379.99. Save $120 instantly. Knowledgeable staff standing by. Stop in now!
Gifts for less at Office Max.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
Now also available in digital format at Amazon and iTunes worldwide.
Don't come calling when you won't stop calling.
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180 gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall.
Yeah.
Life Before the Collapse by The Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com
and iTunes.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget, SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning, right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000, but the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for Aromatic Liquids Extracted from a Broad Range of Flowers, Stems, Seeds, and Bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
Lots of problems with Newt Gingrich, according to many people. 800-510-8255. Caller Jeff in Bedford, Virginia, has some comments about the events that Gingrich was involved in back in 1997. Jeff, go ahead, please.
Newt Gingrich was voted out as Speaker of the House back in 1997 by a jury of his own peers overwhelmingly, and that's for ethics violations. And I don't think he can be trusted to handle the power. He gets power drunk or something.
Well, the first allegations against him, the $300,000 fine for using donations improperly, he's very smart, he's very cagey, he's not squeaky. As a matter of fact, I think he's kind of slimy. I was going to say he's not squeaky clean. He's got the politician stench attached to him. He may be charming, he's very smart, comes up with some great ideas, says some interesting things about Obama. But is that the guy you want running? Is he metered, measured, if you will, in his thoughts and how he works through problems? And the answer to that is probably no. So you're on to something, Jeff. Spread it around. Thanks for your call. 800-510-8255. Before we get into some more slime with the arrest again of Jerry Sandusky, big topic in talk radio, let's take one more minute here, as long as we're focused on who ought to be the Republican nominee. Let's listen to Bill Clinton talk about that with the ladies of The View.
I don't know.
Okay, that's a good answer.
I don't know. No, I mean, I don't know enough about their deal. I think Romney, the best thing Romney did in Massachusetts was a health care plan, and there was a big article on it yesterday which pointed out that inflation in health care costs had gone up less in Massachusetts than in the country as a whole.
Exactly.
Since they adopted it. They cover everybody. Life expectancy is longer. The health indexes are better in Massachusetts. And so now he sort of got to disavow it to get the nomination.
I don't know whether your endorsement's going to help or hurt him now.
No, I mean, and Gingrich will come up with, he has some really good ideas. You know, he was the one Republican who didn't just dump an attack on this immigration issue in the last debate. He had the best idea. And then the next day he comes out and says, he wants to be able to fire all the federal judges when they make decisions he doesn't like. So, wouldn't we all? But, I mean, that's not the Constitution.
I always count on him for something good to chuckle about. It's amazing how he's become America's sort of senior statesperson, if you know what I mean. 25 before the hour. Doug Steffen here, continuing this next half hour with a focus on Jerry Sandusky in talk radio, Mr. Blagojevich, and some time for an update on the Occupy movement. And that is, I think there's some good stuff on that, talk radio and talk television, which is the object of our affection here, with your cooperation and interest. Next up, Jerry Sandusky, arrested again. Here's talk host David Blomquist with the next accuser coming forward to go after Jerry Sandusky.
Another young man has come forward and accused former Penn State assistant football coach Jerry Sandusky of sexual abuse. The accuser's lawyer said yesterday that his 19-year-old client claims that Sandusky gave him alcohol and abused him on the Penn State campus in 2004. The lawyer said his client suffered one incident of abuse, and it's called involuntary deviant sexual intercourse, allegedly at the hands of Mr. Sandusky. It's believed the alleged abuse took place at the Penn State football facilities. At least five of Sandusky's accusers are expected to testify against him at a preliminary hearing next week. He just did another long sit-down interview. I think it was with the New York Times, and I read some of the things that Jerry Sandusky said. His attorney needs his head checked. This guy should have a muzzle on. He continues, in my opinion, and most of the people I've watched dissecting what he's had to say, he continues to incriminate himself horribly. He has done himself no favors, zero favors, by allowing himself to be interviewed by Bob Costas and the New York Times. I think right now, the last time I heard, this article says five have come forward and plan on testifying against him. I read something somewhere where it said every one of them, I believe nine now, have agreed to come forward and testify against Jerry Sandusky. I also read a very, very good article in Time magazine in regards to the Penn State situation. And they interviewed a number of people who were close to the football program. First of all, they say to Joe Pa, there was always this impression outside of campus that Joe Pa was this fatherly, elderly figure, grandfather, great guy, blah, blah, blah. When in reality, he was very controlling and almost a tyrant on the Penn State campus. And one individual who was close with the team at the time said he feels that everybody there absolutely knew what Jerry Sandusky was all about, but they didn't want to tarnish the brand of Penn State football. They knew if this got out that it would tarnish a brand that makes about $72 million a year in profit. You're talking big money. And everybody involved said, too, as far as Penn State goes, Happy Valley, very secluded area, very insulated, where it was almost like its own little country. And Joe Paterno controlled everything. And that's my biggest issue with Paterno and all this. That's why I said I agree wholeheartedly he should have been fired. Because there's no way this was going on. And he didn't know about it. And what little he did, I truly believe he had more in mind what the empire he built and the amount of money that was coming in, rather than the safety and controlling a pedophile who was way out of control. And I think even Sandusky at some point probably realized, hey, look, I can do whatever I want, because they don't want the negative attention, and they will do whatever they can in order to keep this in-house, not allow this to get out. And that allowed him to just sit there and continue to prey on kid after kid after kid after kid.
Interesting analysis, David Blomquist, radio talk show host. Here's another one of those folks, radio man Bob Durgin, with one of his callers. The caller doesn't seem to understand why it's taken so long for these victims to come forward.
Hi, Tom, you're on the air.
What I'm wondering is why it took so long for these new victims to come out of the woodwork, and why they didn't simply do the same thing with Sandusky before, when he was arraigned there in front of the magistrate, why they didn't hit him with a $250,000 bail and or a monitor at the very least, because this guy's been running all over the country in his automobile.
Well, the judge, as you probably know, the judge that set his bail at $100,000 unsecured bail, meaning he didn't have to put up one penny unless he tried to flee, and then he would be on the hook for $100,000. That judge was involved with the Second Mile Charity and contributed money to the Second Mile Charity, I believe, and went to certain events with the Second Mile charity. Now, I don't know whether that judge knew the new Sandusky or not. She probably did. She probably met him at some point. They also, the charity also conducted some kind of a fundraising effort for the judge at one point, raising about $1,500 for her reelection sometime in the past. So there was an outcry that she should have recused herself from the get-go, and I agreed with that, but she didn't. Now, your other issue is, why didn't the other kids come out?
Yeah, why didn't
all of these experts, and I believe them when they say this, you know, these experts that study child molestation and have counseled the numerous kids who have been molested and whatnot, I can't even put it into words. These kids, because they're kids, they suffer from that silently for a variety of different reasons. Either because they feel they won't be believed, or because the person that has molested them is either a family member or someone very important to them, like Sandusky was to these kids. And they're afraid of being embarrassed. They're just afraid to come out and say anything like that for fear, for a variety of different concerns, including the fact that they might not be believed. And so they suffer in silence, just like a lot of women who are raped. Now, I'm talking about adult women. Adult women, a lot of adult women who are raped, they never say a word for that same reason. They just feel as though they'll be castigated further. They'll get the blame. They won't be believed. They don't want to testify in court on such intimate details on something like that. And so they suffer in silence, and they never report the rape.
All right, Jerry Sandusky in the host, here's the host spotlight. The hosts are taking him apart, and the conversation has gone way beyond sports talk radio. Here are a couple of hosts from the Northwest, Dave Ross and Luke Burbank, talking about Sandusky and his arrest and more of the same sort of thing from their point of view.
The Jerry Sandusky arrested, I guess that isn't entirely surprising.
I have horsed around with kids. I have showered after workouts. I have hugged them, and I have touched their leg without intent of sexual contact.
And although, as he explained to the New York Times, he's just attracted to young boys for the right reasons.
I'm happy to hear that he is not sitting at home, you know, drinking a nice tea, a free man, when the allegations seem to be mounting, and it seems very hard to imagine that he didn't do at least some of the things that are alleged. There's so much smoke here. Do you know that there was a small college in Pennsylvania called, I don't exactly know how you say it, but I'll say Juniata College, where Sandusky had applied to be a volunteer football coach back in 2010, and the college rejected him because they ran a background check, and it showed a high school where Sandusky had also volunteered was investigating him. This small little college...
They figured it out.
They were running, and this is before any of this stuff really came out. This small little college was running a more up and up program than Penn freaking State.
Wow. That is the most damning thing that I've heard. Wow, 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 wow. What do you think of that? Food for thought and then some. Speaking of food for thought, up next we're going to see where we are with the Wall Street group, the protesters, Occupy, whatever you want to call them. We get a report on that. Next in conversation here on The Countdown.
Probiotics keep your digestion on the right track.
Give your gut the gift of microflora.
Isn't it time you gave back to your colon?
Looking to take a probiotic but not sure which to choose? Then try new ProNutrients Probiotic from the makers of Centrum. Containing two of the most studied probiotics, its dual-action formula supports digestive balance and healthy immune function. ProNutrients Probiotic, one of a new line of supplements that works with your multivitamin. New ProNutrients from Centrum helps make nutrition possible.
Do you only wear clothes that hide your psoriasis? Do you constantly have to explain your itching? Are you embarrassed by flaking or scaling? If you said yes to any of these questions, you're eligible to try a new treatment called SebaClear, risk-free. SebaClear has been found to help stop the itching, irritation, redness, and flaking caused by psoriasis. SebaClear is a non-prescription topical treatment proven to help eliminate the reoccurrence of skin psoriasis. The results are so incredible that patients have described this formula as life-changing. Stop hiding under long sleeve shirts and long pants. Call now for your risk-free trial of Cibaclear. But hurry, this special offer won't last.
Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194. Try Cibaclear risk-free. Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194.
Looking for the perfect holiday outfit for your children to wear for your family portrait or annual holiday card? For over 30 years, Heartstrings has been creating high-quality classic clothing for children. Known for its great selection of all-American traditional clothing, Heartstrings is a perfect choice for that special occasion when you want your children looking their Sunday best. And for you grandparents out there who are looking for the perfect gift, Heartstrings offers a wonderful variety of clothing for kids of all ages. Sweaters, dresses, and durable everyday play clothes. You can browse our large selection of children's apparel at www.heartstrings.com or shop at a Heartstrings store near you. To help you kick off your holiday shopping, Heartstrings is going to give you a head start on your shopping and savings with a 10% discount off your order and free shipping. Go to www.heartstrings.com. That's www.heartstrings.com and use the code Doug10 for 10% off your purchase and free shipping. For news on all of the latest Heartstrings sales, go to www.heartstrings.com or follow them on Facebook and Twitter.
Hi, this is Peter Schiff for the Peter Schiff Minute. Well, President Obama, in his speech in Kansas, finally showed his cards and admitted to being a socialist. Now, maybe he didn't use those exact words. Normally, he dresses up his socialist propaganda in a free market garb, but this time he came right out and said, capitalism does not work, it never worked, it destroys jobs, it oppresses the middle class, and that the only hope Americans have for the future is one where capitalism is reined in by government, that the prosperity that we enjoy is not because of the founding fathers, not because of freedom and liberty, but because of the creative engineering of the bureaucrats in Washington. Talk about revisionist history. Unfortunately, the only history Obama knows is what's written in his teleprompter. Get more at shiftradio.com.
Doug Stephan, and the good day way to start your morning, if you're listening in the morning to the Countdown Show, it's an excellent way for you to get an overview. That's why we do it at the time we do. A lot of news talk radio stations warming up for the day, if you will. And this helps us to focus on the issues of the day, the events of the day, the people that folks are talking about. Unique program that samples, really, the discussions on the big-time radio programs and stations with the hosts that really do kind of get it. And it's on the radio and television side, both. Here is Steve Ducey, Gretchen Carlson, and Brian Kilmeade, all from that morning Fox show, talking to Wayne Kaufman, who is an interesting interaction with one of the protesters, the so-called Wall Street, I guess Occupy Wall Street protesters.
First of all, you walked by this gal a couple of days. What caused you to ask for the resume?
Just open-mindedness, curiosity. I was going down to Zuccotti Park two or three times a week after the whole thing began. I was very interested in it, and I would go down there and engage some of the people and find out what they were all about and see if they really knew what was going on. And this was a Saturday afternoon. I'd been in the office. I had a meeting with Tom Belisis, our CEO, and afterwards I went down there and I saw her. It was very crowded that day, and I just was curious. I took her resume, and I read it. It was very impressive. I contacted her via email the next day and asked her if she'd be interested in coming in for an interview. She said she was, and she came in.
Wow, imagine the irony. Because she's down there protesting against exactly who you are, Wayne.
Well, it is ironic, but, you know, intelligent people, I think, are open-minded. And just like I was open-minded to speaking to the people there and taking her resume, she was equally open-minded. She's a very, very smart young woman. And, you know, she understood what my vision for her in my research department was. She thought she would give it a try, and I think now that she's been here for 3 weeks, I think she can see a very nice path for her in the future.
Initially, though, as you said, she was disappointed that you couldn't pay her more. I mean, after all, she does have a PhD. How did she shake that and get over that, either out of work or just make less money than she wanted?
I think that it was less money than she wanted. And, you know what, this was a departure for me because typically I hire financial students out of school, you know, young people who have master's degree in finance, that type of thing. But with her specialty in biomedical science, I thought this would be a very interesting way for us to get a better insight into some of these early stage biotech companies that financial people just really can't figure out.
Yeah, it might be a win-win for both of you, quite frankly.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy to fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab and go emergency. Order their combo gift pack and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
So we are, and the countdown now onto Rod Blagojevich, and the fact that he got 14 years in the slammer has caused a lot of people to raise their eyebrow and have conversation about this. Not the first time he's certainly been a part of the conversation. Here are our hosts, Hillary Howard and Sean Anderson, talking to legal analyst Andrew Cohen about the sentence.
So 14 years closer to what prosecutors wanted than what defense attorneys did.
Yeah, much closer. The defense attorneys had said 4 years was reasonable and that they hoped for less, but clearly we found out yesterday when the judge started talking about the case that he wasn't going to go for that, and so Blagojevich gets 14 years. There's no parole in the federal system, but there is this 85% rule, which means that he'll be serving about 12 years of that 14-year sentence, where we don't yet know. I guess the Bureau of Prisons will decide that.
Rod Blagojevich was contrite in the courtroom. How much did that really influence the judge's decision?
Well, you know, usually you can't tell, right? But the judge was very candid, and basically Blagojevich shaved himself a year and a half. The judge gave him credit for showing a little bit of contrition. The former governor said he acknowledged what he had done. He said, I, of course, am sorry about it. And that is something the judge recognized. He would have gotten about 15 and a half years, but for that brief statement. And, of course, that begs the question, if he was sorry, why didn't he say so a year and a half ago before the first of his two trials? He would have saved everybody a lot of time and trouble.
Now, he comes on the heels of a governor who is in prison for corruption, and there were two other Illinois governors who got into a lot of trouble. Blagojevich campaigned on changing the status quo. He campaigned against corruption, but nothing changed there. I know you can't talk on that so much, Andrew, but what about Illinois and corruption and the law?
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Blagojevich becomes the fourth out of the last 9 Illinois governors to be sentenced to a federal prison. Patrick Fitzgerald, the famous U.S. attorney who prosecuted the case, said after the sentencing today, just a little bit ago, he said, this has got to stop. And I guess it's up to the people in Illinois and the folks who are in favor of good governance there to figure out a way to make it stop, to sort of end the cycle the influence that is peddled there. Obviously, Blagojevich becomes a lesson for younger politicians about what not to do.
Boy, aren't the bloggers into that big time. You follow some of this stuff. If you go to DougStephan.com, our listen box there, you can click on to the Facebook following, just all kinds of people. You name the website, the news website, and Blagojevich is all over it. Here's former federal prosecutor Doug Burns talking to host Rita Cosby about the sentence.
You know, this was sort of a recipe for disaster from a sentencing standpoint, because here's what happened. I mean, first of all, you know, at the beginning of the case, and the case is almost to the day, 3 years old, just to give everybody sort of a ballpark, you know, window on this. He was
Isn't it amazing? It's so, you know, yeah. I mean, of course, justice doesn't, you know, take some time, you know.
Well,
but
he had a mistrial. He was arrested December 9th, 3 years ago. And, you know, if you remember, you know, he was really protesting as innocent, very defiant, you know, reality TV, this and that. And I think that whole course of conduct caught up with him, coupled with a second recipe for disaster, which is a mistrial can give you a false sense of security. As you said, he was acquitted on something like, or there was a deadlock on 23 out of 24 charges.
Yeah, so he was going around gloating, saying,
exactly.
Look, it shows that there was nothing wrong, there was this, you know.
And then he goes to a retrial, and as you point out, he gets convicted. And what was really fascinating is the fact that it was a two-day sentencing hearing. Most sentencings go forward in one day. I don't care how big the case is. And he got off to a really bad start Tuesday. And on Tuesday, the judge was sort of excoriating him, saying, you know, you're blaming others, you're rationalizing, you're blaming your age, you're showing no remorse. And then he came in under the absolute classic cliche of a day late and a dollar short, you know. And as you point out, though, veterans like me, trust me, you can tell the difference between remorse and rationalization, the two R's, okay? And he was, like, right in the Netherlands between those two concepts. I mean, flat-out remorse is, look, I now recognize 100% that I did wrong. He didn't do that.
Now, I have a question, Doug. Was he holding back? Obviously, he was holding back during the trial because he didn't want to get convicted.
Right.
But was he holding back now at this moment because he still thought, look, I want to save something for appeals? Is that
not
why?
Really,
What's the reason, then?
No, that's a great question. I talked to a bunch of legal scholars today about this, because I have a little bit of a pet idiosyncratic peeve, which is that people say, oh, he can't admit anything because then he can't appeal. That's not true. An appeal, obviously, is whether or not legal mistakes were made at trial. Now, judges are human beings, so obviously if at sentencing he says, I did everything wrong, I mean, you know, judges read the newspaper and so on, appellate judges, but technically that doesn't defeat your appeal.
Ah, pretty interesting, isn't it? Rod Blagojevich. We saw him on all of the late-night shows. I think the word I heard yesterday used was immature, and I think that's a great word for him. He was not at all mature. He acted like a child much of the time, and a child in need of lots of attention, affection, love. Probably wasn't breastfed as a kid, so now he goes to jail for that. And meanwhile, we move on for the next installment of the Talk Radio.